Happy Veterans Day, General Colin Powell. General?
Morning, Tom.
Happy Veterans Day.
Thank you very much. This is Colonel Powell speaking.
Oh, you heard that. Oh, yeah. You heard that.
Well, you know, there's always the danger of a live mic, Tom. But I was a colonel once, but that was back in the 70s.
That was back in the 70s. Do you still shine your own shoes and brass your own buckles and buttons and everything?
I haven't worn buckles or brass in 22 years. I've been retired for 21 years, going on 22. So I had to put my uniform on once for a portrait about 10 years after I retired, and I was still able to get into it, Tom. I can do it. I can do it again.
You knew where I was going.
I knew where you were going. Yes, it fits.
Stevie Wonder saw that, sir. What is the state of our veterans affairs and our paying tribute to the veterans in the light of the way things are going with the Veterans Administration today?
Well, let me start by saying I think it's very moving for the nation to pause on Veterans Day and pay tribute not only to the veterans of today but the veterans of yesteryear. And also, it's important that we remember the families. It's the wives and the husbands and the children of veterans and servicemen who are away, servicewomen who are away, that they sacrifice. I mean, the tension on them is extremely difficult. With respect to the Veterans Administration, there have been some conflicts, and they're well recorded, and I think the new secretary is doing a good job of going after these. But we should not overlook the fact that the Veterans Administration and its hospital system does great work in taking care of our veterans. Notwithstanding the faults that have been discovered, I would say that, for the most part, they are providing good quality service to our veterans, and they've done a tremendous job in improving the hospital system over the years. But, you know, you can never rest. You always have to be on the lookout for things that are not going well. And in this case, I think there were things that were not going well, which were not identified or not surfaced to a higher level to be worked on. And I think the new secretary seems to be off to a good start in dealing with these problems. There's a lot of reporting in the papers this morning as to some of the things he's doing to reorganize the Veterans Administration to make sure this doesn't happen again.
How's recruitment these days for the military in the United States?
Pretty good. We're still meeting the quotas that we need. Young men and women are still stepping forward to serve the country. They do it because they believe in the country, believe in what we're doing. And the most important thing that bonds troops together is their respect for each other and their determination not to let their buddies down. So it's that buddy bond that is most important. That still exists. And as you can see in Iraq and Afghanistan and many other places throughout the world that don't get the same kind of attention as Iraq and Afghanistan, the United States Armed Forces continues to do well, is still the best and the strongest in the world, and will remain that way, and enjoys the support of the American people.
Are you and the Mrs. going to take advantage of any of the shopping deals this year?
No, we do
good
not.
For you.
We do not see Veterans Day as a time to shop. There's lots of days for that. It's really sort of been. I saw some ads that were kind of surprising, and you wondered, what did this have to do with Veterans Day? I'm going to Norwich, Vermont this morning, and Norwich University had the first ROTC program in the country, so I'll be celebrating Veterans Day up there with the cadets and speaking to an audience this evening. I think it's important for all citizens to sort of pause at some time during this holiday and thank these young men and women and their families for what they have done. And reach out to the older veterans. You know, I'm watching as the World War II generation passes through. There aren't many of them left, and they come to Washington regularly and go to the World War II Memorial. I try to go down and speak to them. And more of them are in wheelchairs, and there are fewer and fewer of them. And even my generation, the Vietnam generation, is now starting to pass out. And a lot of my buddies who survived Vietnam are now moving into the next phase of life, which is death. And, you know, you miss them and you remember the times you served together, but that's what life is all about.
What's the best advice you can give to us who want to serve our veterans who have served us so well on a day like this?
Well, you know, many programs are out there that are raising money to help veterans, and if you come across those, and make a donation. But more importantly than that, when you see somebody in uniform or if you know somebody who's a veteran, just say thanks. Don't overdo it. Some of the veterans starting to feel that, you know, they're being overly patronized, an impression created that everybody came back with PTSD or suicidal thoughts. Some have, and we have to help them and make sure that we put them back on the right track. But the majority of our veterans just came back home and went back into life just as they did in, after World War II and other conflicts. And all they need is a thank you. And if they're in your neighborhood, see if there's anything you can do. Is there any way you can help them? Can you help them get a job if they need one? Can you help them with any other difficulties they may be having? Just welcome them back into your community as neighbors who went off and served and are now back home.
And don't overdo it. Very interesting.
That's good advice.
Don't overdo it.
Yeah. Don't over-patronize.
And right. Listen to their stories, because they have some great stories and some great history.
No matter how many times you've heard the story.
That's right.
They love telling you the stories.
And they really do.
And in my case, in my generation, the older you get, the better the stories become.
God bless you, General. Thank you so much for
your service. Okay, fellas. Nice talking to you again. Bye-bye.
Listen to this.